Blog Talk Radio.
Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and today is July 1st. The year is going by kind of fast, but we're still going to make the best of it. And tonight we have a great show planned, an opportunity to win some beauty products. Tonight we're discussing our favorite things, and we have a couple people who are going to call in to share with us some of their favorite things, a couple callers that we have already planned to call in. But we also invite those of you who are listening to call in and share with us as well. And the number to call in is 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. We have one caller already on the phone, and I'll let my sister introduce the caller. But just wanted to say hello to J.K. Hunter, who's listening. And to anyone that's in the chat room, welcome to the show. And I'll let my sister introduce the caller.
We have
hello?
Kim?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good. We have Kim Carruthers and we have Crystal Madison. I don't see Crystal on the line as of yet. But Kim, thank you for joining us tonight. We're excited to hear some of your favorite things.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, not a problem. And if you'd like, Kim, you can introduce yourself to our listeners and just let us know a little bit about you and how you started in the beauty business.
Okay. Well, my name is Kim Carruthers, and I am a professional makeup artist. I'm based out of the St. Louis, Missouri area. I've actually been working in the cosmetic skincare industry for about 20-plus years. And basically what it was is I actually started out working for a retail store here in St. Louis called Dillard's. Started working behind the counter for Lancôme Cosmetics. And I did that for a couple of years. I've always had a strong passion for cosmetics, and ever since I was a little girl. And so when I was old enough to actually get a job in cosmetics, of course, that's actually what I did, you know. So, you know, I got the job at Dillard's and worked there for a couple of years, and then later decided to go on and do some freelancing. And from that point on, that's basically what I've been doing is freelancing for many different cosmetic brands, you know, anywhere from Lancôme, Shiseido Cosmetics, Yves Saint Laurent, Bobbi Brown, Play to Pole. I mean, pretty much all the, you know, big lines that you see in the major retail stores, I pretty much have done some freelancing for. And I do enjoy it a lot. So I do that, the freelancing, and then I also do a lot of weddings and special events, which I, you know, absolutely love as well.
Cool.
Now, Kim, I know of all those years you've been working in the department stores, I know you've come across some great products that you have in your kit.
That is correct. I have. And, you know, should we kind of go ahead and tap into that right now? Or?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I got to tell you, Janice, one of my biggest products, you know, before I even get into the color piece of it, it's cosmetics and makeup, I mean, skincare, I mean, it's more than just color. It, to me, I'm really big on what I call creating that perfect canvas for the skin, getting the skin ready for the color product. So when you prep that skin, you put those color products on, it just really creates a healthy, flawless, glowing look, you know, on the face. And so I'm really big on the skincare piece of it. And one of the biggest, one of my main products, that I, one of my favorite products, rather, there is, and I'm sure you guys are all familiar with this, the Clarisonic brush. And I absolutely love that tool. I mean, you know, as we talked about, skincare is like one of the major, it's the first step before you do anything, you know. And this particular tool is, what I like about it is, it really, really helps, you know, pull out all the impurities in your skin, you know, because a lot of times when we cleanse our skin, before I even started with the Clarisonic, I myself personally, I know I used to just use my cleanser, I was using my hands, and I would put it on my, massage it on my face and things like that. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times you're probably not getting all that, you know, the dirt and the sebum out of your skin. You're not getting deep down into those pores. And that Clarisonic brush, actually, that's what it does. It, this particular product oscillates over 300 strokes per second. So it's going back and forth down into those pores. And the nice thing about this product is when you cleanse your skin, you get deep down in there, it causes for, of course, a cleaner, softer, smoother skin. But not only that, any other products that you're going to put on thereafter, it's going to help those products work much more effectively. So that's, to me, I mean, that is like one of my top products. That's one of my favorites. Hello?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, so that's one of my main products that I use a lot is, you know, the skincare. Again, like I said, I'm really, really big on the skincare piece of it. And, you know, I start off with that. And then, of course, I do have other products, and I'm more than happy to share those as well, some of my other favorites as well.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You can share some more.
Okay. And then, two, you know, there's another product that actually I have just been introduced to, which I can't figure out for the life of me why I have not been familiar with this product. But I actually attended the Makeup Chicago show a couple weeks ago, and there was a vendor there, the Embrolisi, and they have the La Cream, which I absolutely love that product. I mean, there's so many different benefits to that product. They call it the 24-hour miracle cream. And it has so many different uses to it. It's very versatile. For example, you know, being a makeup artist, I mean, I know we have, you know, there's a lot of things we need to put in our kit, and we're trying to get everything we need and things like that. But the nice thing about this product, it's like three products in one. I mean, this particular cream can be used, of course, as a moisturizer. It could even be used as a primer. And then also, which I like about it too, it can be even used as a makeup remover. So it's a really, really good product, and I have been using it ever since I purchased it from the makeup show. And just because, like I said, it has so many different, you know, benefits and uses to it.
All right.
Another product, some other products that I like, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, and I could go on and on and on with this because, I mean, I have a whole list here. You know, there's some primers that I like using. You know, there's Tom Ford Cosmetics has just come out. They've just branched out into cosmetic line, and then they've got their skincare, a couple pieces of skincare products. They've got their illuminating primer. Burberry Cosmetics, you know, after I use the moisturizer, I always follow with a primer, you know, getting the skin, the primer, as we well know, of course, it's going to even the skin tone out, but it's also going to ensure that the makeup lasts, you know, throughout the day. And
yeah. Kim, let's go back to the Embrolisi moisturizer for a second. Now,
okay.
You've been using You first discovered it at the makeup show in Chicago, correct?
That's correct, right.
Okay, and so how soon after the show did you start using it?
Like immediately, Janice. You know, I actually purchased it at the makeup show, and that day I was there, and when I got back to my hotel that night, after cleansing my skin, I started off using it on myself, you know.
Right.
After cleansing my skin, I put it on, and I will tell you, I mean, as incredible as it may sound, but I was able to literally the next day really see a difference in my skin. My skin was much smoother. I mean, again, granted that I am a big advocate of skincare, so I really do the skincare piece of it religiously, you know. But again, I was able to tell that I had done something different to my skin. My skin was much smoother. It was brighter. It was much more radiant. I actually love the product. So this is something that I will be using on my clients as well.
And so you haven't had the chance to use it on your clients yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Now, I'd be interested to hear, what you think after you've used it on your clients.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, and, you know, and the thing is, too, is, you know, what I do, my theory is, you know, the things that I use on my skin, which I'm a big advocate of the latest and the greatest, so to speak, you know. I mean, again, it doesn't have to be anything that's, you know, that's high priced or anything, but if it's something that's going to be beneficial or advantageous to my skin, I will purchase it. I mean, it could be a product from Target or Walgreens or some place like that. If it's got some good benefits and good uses for it, I will get it. And those same products that I use on myself, I will continue to use on my clients as well. And, you know, I can truly say, I mean, just from other skincare products that I've used on myself and used on my clients, I mean, I've had, you know, a lot of, nothing but raving reviews about it, you know. And, I've even had clients where I've used certain skincare products and they loved it so well, because usually when they come to me, they get like two facials prior, if it's a wedding or something, they may get two facials prior to their wedding day or something of that nature. And so they're actually with me those two times, and we're using those skincare products on them. So they're actually being able to see how it's working with their skin. And based on that, they've actually wanted to purchase the items as well after the fact, you know, so, which is a good thing.
Right. So one of my favorite moisturizing products, it has to be. And I do love the Embrylisse moisturizer as well, but one of my favorites would have to be Kiehl's and the Ultra Facial Moisturizer for all skin types.
I'm sorry, what was the name again, Janice? I didn't catch that.
It's Kiehl's.
Oh, Kiehl's, okay.
Uh-huh. They're Ultra Facial Moisturizer for all skin types.
Okay.
And you can get that with SPF or without SPF.
Okay.
And I think the main reason I love it so much is because it is for all skin types, and it's really absorbed it absorbs well into the skin, and so of course it's great for applying, you know, before your foundation, but just everyday wear, even if you're not wearing makeup, it's a perfect moisturizer for every day. I love it.
Okay.
Doesn't leave the skin too oily. It has just enough moisturizing properties in it.
Okay.
And I just wanted to add, since you guys are speaking about moisturizers, I like both of those moisturizers, but I learned about the Embrylisse maybe about 4 years ago at IBS in New York, and it was in a Tet Airbrush class. Is where I've learned about that particular product. But what I really wanted to mention was that Ket Cosmetics, which is one of my favorite products. It's one of my favorite airbrush lines of cosmetics, because they have such a really nice range and the finish is really nice. And I just wanted to mention a new, it's not a product, it's actually a tool of theirs, that they have a new airbrush. It's the Ket 0.4 airbrush, and it's for effects. So I'm interested in, I just picked this up at IMAX in Los Angeles, but I'm interested in using it so that the next time we do this, I can come back and talk about actually how it works. So I just wanted to mention that. And then another product that I like, and I'm actually kind of replacing it, but it's the Viseart. They have an eyeshadow palette of natural colors. And I'm trying to remember, it's about maybe, I don't know if it's about 16 shades maybe.
Oh, wow.
Of colors, all natural colors. And I like it because, you know, I think every kit should have a palette with natural shadows.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you can use at all times. I love the Viseart one because it's the color range in there. It's great. You can use some of the colors on brows. You could use a lot of those colors when doing. And actually, that's how I came across it or discovered it, is when I was working on period movies, and that palette was being used a lot. So it works well with when you're doing period makeup. It works well when you need just natural shadows. And then also you can use some of the colors for doing brows. But I said I was replacing it. I'm sorry?
No, I just wanted to say really quickly, I think Crystal's on the line. Crystal, can you hear us? Let's see.
Hello?
Crystal?
Hello? Let me bring her in. Hold on.
I think that's her. Crystal?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, okay. I saw you out there, and I was wondering why is she's saying anything. Okay, so now we have you.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Crystal.
I was just listening in. I'm like, I don't want to interrupt, so I'm just here.
So as I was saying, the Viseart palette, I'm replacing it because I came across the Krylon. Krylon has an 18 pan eyeshadow palette of natural colors, and I like them just as well. And they're also great for doing brows or just, you know, your use for natural shadows. So one of the things that I like better about the Krylon is the packaging. The packaging that the Viseart is in, you drop it, you kind of crack the top. It's easy for the colors to crack when you drop it. So I like the Krylon packaging a little bit better. It seems like it's more sturdier. But both products are great, and I just think that's something that every makeup artist should have in their kit is a palette of natural eyeshadow colors.
Now, Denise, this is Denise speaking, is that correct?
It's Janice.
Oh, Janice. Okay, Janice. Okay, mm-hmm. I can't tell you guys from apart. So let me ask you, can you give me, I didn't catch the name of that brand again. Can you give me the name of that brand?
The one that I said I like now?
For the eyeshadow, yes.
Yeah, Krylon, Krylon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's the Variety Eyeshadow Compact, and it has And this one is the natural.
Okay.
They have other eyeshadow compacts, but this is the natural.
Okay. Okay, good.
And then another product that I'm really liking, and it's new for me, is the Ben Nye Media Pro HD Concealer and Adjuster 18 Color Compact. It's another 18-color palette, but this, the reason why I like it is because it has a couple of, it's about maybe, what, three tattoo covers in here, a couple of neutralizers. So, you know, it's definitely, it's a concealer palette, but it's also an adjuster palette. So it has the colors in there that you need to adjust any foundation or any concealer. Which is good, and I like it because it's all in one simple compact of 18 colors. So, again, you know, a compact full of colors that have a few different uses, and I guess it saves space in your kit instead of having, you know, a bunch of individual products. So now this one I have not used, and I can't wait to try it, but it's the Ben Nye Media Pro HD Color and Adjuster Palette.
Let me ask you something, Janice, regarding the HD, because I've heard mixed messages on that as far as HD, high definition concealer or foundation,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'd like to get your take on, you know, what is it, like, if you're, of course, I understand technology is steady evolving, and, you know, as far as, like, with makeup, you really got to make sure you, you know, get the, use the proper makeup, just because, I mean, the way, you know, technology is, it reveals or it shows a lot. It can show, you know, a lot with the skin and things like that. So, you know, I've heard on one hand that you can use just, you know, any type of foundation,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be HD, specifically HD, and it's all more or less what I'm hearing in the application process. But then I, on the other hand, I hear messages where, you know, if you're doing something, if you're doing makeup, you know, if you're doing movies or film, or if you're doing, you know, maybe news anchors or people like that, you want to be able to, you want to make sure that you use specifically HD makeup with the, what is it, the microparticles and things like that in there. I mean, what's your take on that? What have you learned from your experience? Because it sounds like you've got a pretty extensive background in working with, you know, doing makeup, and you've done things where you probably had that more advanced technology.
Can I
go ahead.
Do you mind? Okay. This is Denise Kim.
Okay.
And Janice can definitely answer that. I just wanted to throw this in really quickly because I have worked with news anchors, and especially when they were switching over to HD and the transition that the anchors went through, and, you know, and they were thinking that they had to have, you know, this new makeup, and they thought it had to be mineral makeup.
Right.
And just from my experience, yes, I do believe that you can use any foundation for HD, and I do believe it's all in your application, and I think it's all in being able to blend the makeup very well. You can take any foundation and shear the foundation down, okay? And I think it's just really all about being able to get the coverage that you want without being able to see the makeup. And so,
right,
again,
okay.
That's all about, I think, application and being able to blend very well. And, I mean, of course, some of the HD products that, I mean, I've used, they're good products. There's nothing wrong with the products. But I don't think you have to go and, you know, take everything out of your kit and replace it with products that say HD, because how do you know exactly that those products are specific to HD as opposed to anything else?
Okay, good. That's interesting to know because I know when I was at the makeup show in Chicago, you know, I was really looking to buy some, you know, HD, you know, makeup. And then they were like, well, and I was at one of the booths, OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Cosmetics. And the guy, I was talking with him, you know, and he was like, well, he says, you know, he says, you know, if I were you, I mean, you know, he says, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you can just get any foundation that you already have in your kit, you know, would work. I mean, it's more or less just with the application, as you just stated, Denise, you know, more in the application process of it, making sure that the makeup, the foundation itself looks like it's part of the skin rather than like it's just sitting on top of the skin. I guess that's probably the whole piece behind that,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
Okay.
And let me just add. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say also with HD, you know, when you're working in film and TV specifically, you'll have that, you know, those film and television cameras to be able to, you know, to look through and to, you know, and to look at monitors to see what that makeup looks like. So you're always going to have something that will show you exactly what it looks like. So you can get HD, you know, an actress or actor who has on a product that states is HD, and then you can take, you know, your whatever your normal foundation is, and you can use those two different products on two different actors, put them both before the camera to see the difference, if there is any difference.
Okay.
So you always have that camera to be able to look through and see what it, and, you know, to be able to tell what it looks like.
Okay.
So that's all guide, you know?
Right, okay.
Well, let me just add that years ago, and when I say years, I do mean it's been at least over 5 years or more. I remember attending IMATS in Pasadena, California, when there were two makeup artists, and if I'm not mistaken, they were working on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Remember that show? They were working on that show, and they were talking about these HD cameras that were coming. But their show actually was the only show at the time using this camera. And they talked about the different products that they use. Now, you have to remember, back then, when there wasn't any HD cameras, there were no HD products.
Right.
So all of the products that they were using were just the everyday stuff that they've always used. And through just, you know, using what you normally have with this particular camera, they saw what worked and what did not work. And so these two women were going to put out a book that told you pretty much what products to use or what products worked or what products didn't work. And I always kind of like looked out for that book, but I've never seen the book, and I really don't think that they did the book. But anyway, they were going to come out with this book of products, and they talked about how they learned that, you know, using frosted eyeshadows were not good, and just different things that they would normally use. And then when they, you know, go and see on the camera, like, okay, we can't use that, you know, or okay, we can't use this. But basically what I learned from them long ago was that it was pretty much just like you mentioned earlier, it was all about the application, you know, and how you have to blend, which is something that we have to do with our makeup regardless of what camera it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so then fast forward to now where everybody's using the HD camera, or at least fast forward to at least a few years ago when they start bringing out all of these products. You know, they start bringing out all these products, and I think from a product company standpoint, okay, there's the big deal in the beauty business now are these HD cameras. Okay, so let's make a product that they could use with these cameras. So I think, mm-hmm. So from a product standpoint, each company wants to make, you know, they want to keep up with what's going on, and so they want to make a product that could be used for these new cameras. But I don't think that that's something where everybody has to say, okay, get rid of everything that you have, and we have to buy all of this HD stuff, or use these mineral products. Anybody that does film and television or any kind of medium where you have to have coverage know that we can't use, you know, the mineral products and still get the same outcome that we want. But excuse me, you know, bring the same, have the same outcome. But we know that, I'm sorry, I was distracted for a second. But we know that we can use what we've always been using, and it doesn't hurt. Because even when you bring HD products into the mix, you're still going to have some products that aren't HD. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know anybody that has HD everything. You know what I
right.
mean? Or
right.
or a combination of HD, like your HD foundations and powders, and then you're using mineral shadows and blush. And there may be some people who are doing that, but you know, I can't get the coverage that I need with a lot of the mineral products. So mineral products don't work for everything that I do. So I don't have all mineral products along with all of the HD foundations and HD powders. You know, some of those HD products I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or some of the HD products, just like some of the regular products, may not have the range and colors that I like. So, you know, you can't totally, don't totally stock my kit with all of these things. You know, there are some HD products out there that, you know, that really work and that you may include in your kit, and they may really make a difference as to how you or what you see on that camera. But, you know, you have to be the judge of it. You have to decide what's going to work for you. But, you know, by no means go out and feel like you have to buy all of that stuff.
Right. Okay. Right. Do you feel you find that you mentioned mineral products? I don't use a whole lot of mineral, but do you find that the mineral products gives you just pretty much a more sheer, so to speak, sheer to moderate coverage? And not that full coverage. What's your take on those mineral products? I mean, what do you find with the mineral products? I mean, or do you find that it does give you a nice full coverage?
If I use mineral products, it's going to be more so like a blush or eyeshadow. It's not going to be the foundation or powder. I don't feel like they give you coverage at all.
Right. That's why I was okay. Right. And that's one of the reasons why I don't use a lot of, because I'm not getting what I'm looking for. I mean, it's almost like I'm using a tinted moisturizer when I use a mineral product, you know.
Right.
Tinted moisturizers, as you well know, it's just going to give you, I mean, it pretty much just kind of evens the skin tone on. That's about it. And a lot of times, you know, and I'm sure there's some great tinted moisturizers out there, but I find by the end of the day, a lot of those tinted moisturizers have moved on the skin, so to speak, you know.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, well, you know, I've been working with an actress who used a lot of, but she comes in with a mineral. I'm not sure if it's a powder or a foundation, but she comes in with this mineral product on her face, and she uses it as a foundation, but she doesn't have a problem with you. She doesn't have a problem with you putting another foundation over it.
Okay.
But she just wants you to, she wants you to keep it on so that that's like her, not like her, that's like her, you know how you would put on a base and then put your foundation on? She wants to use that as her base.
So more like a primer or something?
Well, it's not a primer. I mean, she puts on a mineral foundation or a mineral powder. But I think she feels like the stuff that's not mineral is not good for her or something. So you know how people have totally moved over to mineral products. Like she knows that she's not going to get the coverage with a mineral foundation to do her film work. But she wants to put on her mineral product first. She doesn't want the regular product on her bare skin. So she puts the mineral product on first, then she, you know, lets you go ahead and put the foundation on. But one thing that I found about the mineral product is that this particular product, and she's a very fair-skinned black woman.
Okay.
But I still find, even in the light colors, this particular, and I don't know what brand she uses, but this particular product, the color still looks somewhat kind of like dull and kind of ashy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard for, you know, well, it's kind of challenging to put another color over it and then kind of bring that color up to what it needs to be without it looking wrong, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's something to look out for when people want you to use their mineral product, but yet they are allowing you to use whatever you use as well. If you have to mix the two together, you know, just kind of be aware of that. But it doesn't give the coverage that I like, and if a client is going to use it, then I would rather them use it as she does, as a base alone, nothing else.
Right, okay.
But I want to move on a little bit. I want to bring Crystal on the line to share some of her products as well, and then we all can kind of come back with a couple more of other products that we like as well. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Hello. Thank you for having
me. How are you?
I'm
oh, you're
doing
welcome.
Well.
Good.
Sorry, I'm like nervous and shy for some reason, but.
Oh, please don't be. You know.
It's weird, like, because I guess because I'm knowing it's being recorded and people can listen to it way later, and it's like, oh, my
oh,
God.
Wow.
Okay. Well, not say something crazy.
Well, we say stuff crazy all the time, so don't worry about it.
Before
you tell us some of your products, why don't you just briefly just tell us where you're from and how you got started as a makeup artist. Then go right into some of your products.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Saginaw, Michigan. I now live in Monroe, Louisiana, little city. Really, the only thing we're known for is the fact that we host the Miss Louisiana pageant every year. So that's about it. But I started, oddly enough, okay, I kind of fell into makeup artistry, I guess. I served in the military from 2004, and I just got out of the military last summer. But while I was on active duty, I deployed to Iraq a couple of times. And I remember coming, when I came home for good, I remember just kind of not feeling like a woman, really, because of the makeup restrictions and things like that. And so, I started watching YouTube videos. YouTube wasn't even a big deal at the time. It was, like, brand new to people. So I was kind of watching videos, and it's like, okay, so that's how you put on lipstick. Okay, got it. And I kind of, one of my best friends who now lives in Arizona, she had these pictures on Facebook at the time. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're making this beautifully, gorgeously, wonderful. And she's like, yeah, I'm a makeup artist. I said, what's that? she kind of talked to me about it, and then she had told me about, she's like, yes, get books, Sam Fine, Kevin Aquan. And I'm like, okay, I'm writing down all these things. And I kind of just did a lot of research on my own. I wish I could say I had formal training from the greatest people ever, but, you know, I like to consider people like you guys and Sam Fine, Billy B, Jennifer James, and all those people. I kind of consider them my cosmetic cyber mentors because of the fact I live in such an area that, you know, makeup isn't, it's nothing. Performance, what is that? So for the most part here, what I do, I try to help the more conservative women kind of ease into it and say, hey, it's okay to use these things. It's not, you know, you're not a Jezebel. I'm in the Bible Belt, so that's why I'm using that term.
Let me ask you, though.
I'm kind of a newbie still.
Well, because of the small town that you're in, where do you get your products?
I order most of my products online. For the most part, like, I don't have, like, okay, I've been trying to buy Kryolan products for the longest and can't seem to find anywhere to get it. But, let's see, my favorite, places to shop online is like, CRC, Nigel Beauty Emporium, Namie's. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember. I call in orders to Inglot. I call in orders to Makeup Forever. Temptu, of course, MAC. Where else? I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm sorry. Who else do I love? And that's part of my favorite things, too. Embryo Leaf, a lot of different retailers.
So the Krylon products that you're trying to get, you aren't able to get them at Nigel's or Namie's?
I haven't... it was something that I was looking for. It wasn't Krylon. It was Meron spray. I found it somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I spoke wrong. I'm sorry. I told you I'm nervous. But I said by the end of this call, I'm going to be broke listening to all the things that you love. I'm like, okay, I got to write that down, too.
Well, tell us some of the ones you love.
First off, most of the items on my list are, like, for my personal use. I'll start with my newest favorite thing. It's Pond's Cold Cream. And I remember my grandma using it when I was a little kid. I didn't know what the heck it was at the time. I just knew she put white stuff on her face and wiped it off. I'm like, what the heck is grandma doing? And why is her towel dirty like that? Ew. So I didn't know at 6 years old it was a cold cream. It was makeup and she just wiped it off. And the thing that I love about the Pond's cold cream is that, you know, and it sounds, I'm going to sound lazy for a second. When you don't feel like going through the whole routine of cleansing, toning, moisturizing, and all that stuff, pretty much the cold cream takes care of all of that in one fell swoop. And,
okay.
You know, on those long, long, long days, and I've had quite a few, especially lately, of a full face of full coverage makeup, and it's like, well, I can't fall asleep wearing this, so I'm going to go ahead and do what I have to do, get it off. Another thing that I love, actually, I'm stuck in one second. Where is it? Here we go. Okay. Another thing, I love the OCC lips. I think we were talking about somebody mentioned obsessive compulsive cosmetics earlier, and I love the OCC lip powders. And I only have 5 of them. I have the 3 primary colors as well as black and white, and I can do anything with those 5 colors, and I love it. The brides that I do, they absolutely love it, and they're like, I need you to make some more lipstick. You can get it yourself. So it's like, you know, you mixed this color for me, and I don't know what you did, and I want to get it. I loved it. It was the most beautiful thing I ever wore. And it's like, okay, well, I got it from this website, and there you go, I guess. I don't know. But
well, let me ask you about the OCC. Do you find that they, I mean, I know once you really put it on, it's there.
Yeah.
But do you find it, do you find that it stains?
That it stains?
Mm-hmm, like the lip, like, I guess it's, well, for me, it really wouldn't be something that I would use if I'm going to change the lip color often,
mm-hmm.
unless
no,
I was using a color very similar.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, okay, and that's the other thing. I don't do photo shoots and all that stuff. Well, I haven't done many of the photo shoots and stuff. So, yeah, I wouldn't, like, go from that red color to, like, a pale pink. I wouldn't dare do that because it would stain the lips because it is so long wearing and it's so pigmented. And it's, no, I wouldn't do that. That's just,
right.
Like, honestly, I think that's with any lip color, though. Well, at least any lip color I've used, any red would stain, any dark plum would stain. So I don't think I would single out OCC as having that staining the lips issue. This is number 2. What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, well. And I wanted to talk about one more thing. Oh, the paw palette. Paw palette. It's like a palette that you put on the back of your hand. Have you seen it?
Oh,
okay.
It's like a mixing palette.
Uh-huh.
Like the cuff that you put on your wrist?
Well, it's not a cuff, but, yeah, something like that. I do not like the cuff.
Okay.
I hate saying that because I know people who sell it and who made it, and I love them, but I don't care for the cuff because of the fact that my wrist is so small and it's a pain to take off. But the paw palette, I love the paw palette because it's so easily adjustable. And I can put it anywhere. I can put it on the back of my hand, in the palm of my hand, on my arm, my leg. If I could put it there, I probably have by now. So,
no,
yeah.
And how does it stay there? I'm trying to remember if I'm familiar with this one or not.
Paw palette, okay, well, I'm going to try to describe it to you. Okay, you take a piece of square, like, plastic, and then there's a little string underneath it that adjusts. I wish I could explain it better, but there's like a string underneath it that can adjust, and it's like an elastic band that adjusts, and that's how it stays on the back of your hand or wrist or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
So, but I love the fact that it frees up your hand if you want to, you know, mix pigments or customize lip glosses, customize concealers for color correcting and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite things ever, and oh my goodness, ever since I had it, it's like I haven't, my techniques for application, they just haven't been the same since when it comes to mixing, custom mixing things. And like I said, the different, it to include the OCC lip tars, when I'm mixing the lip colors, I'm on the little call palette, and all my clients are like, what is that? How you do that? Where'd you get that from? Why you got that for? But, again, I live in a small city, and, you know to you guys, you know, that's nothing. But here it's like, oh, wow. So,
and speaking of OCC, I didn't mean to make it sound like, you know, they are like, you know, one of the only ones that stain. I was just meaning to say that I have, like, a lot of their colors,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they have a variety of shades. And I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, if I'm going to go with, like, a hot pink, it wouldn't be something where I would, a product that I would use if I'm going to go like hot pink, and then another look later would be like one of the more natural tone colors.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, I would use them and switch up only if I'm doing something that's very close in color, or if I'm doing a light pink and now I'm going to move to a hot pink or something like that, mm-hmm. because they're very pigmented. And, you know, once
it's like a blessing and a curse.
Well, yeah, because it takes a lot to really get that color off the lip. But it goes to say that if you're using it for something where you want the color to last, like you said, you use it on a brow. I mean, that's ideal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ideal to use, you know, that particular one of those lip tars, because mm-hmm. you want the color to be on and you want it to stay on.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so,
I know a lot of people, they talk about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was finished.
Oh, I was going to say a lot of people talk about, because I've given like samples to brides before, and I would get the call, oh my God, it's bleeding, I don't know how to make it work. And I'm like, I told you, use half of a quart of a droplet. So
yeah,
people complain about it bleeding, and it's like, no, you really do only need a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and that's another thing.
That's the only thing that's what I say, it's a blessing and a curse that it's so pigmented.
Yeah. And those tubes go a long way. When you buy one, you don't have to buy one anytime soon.
Yeah, I bought mine like 2 years ago, I think. And
you don't need to use a lot.
I love them.
Anybody have a favorite? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Does anybody have a favorite what?
I was going to say, does anybody have a favorite like foundation or powder product they like to use?
Oh, my gosh. I love Max Matchmaster for myself. Oh, my gosh, I love that stuff. Okay, but yes. I love Max Matchmaster foundation because I had the hardest time finding the perfect foundation. I don't know how some people can just go look at a color and know that it's theirs, and that's it. I can't do that. And that Matchmaster foundation, I've literally seen it change color on my skin to match my skin. I love it. So that's it. That's all I have to say.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. We're talking all over each other. I just wanted to say really quickly, I like the new OCC concealers that they have. The Skin Conceal from OCC, they come in, they have a really nice color range, and I love the consistency of them. So for any of you who haven't tried it, if you want to purchase anything from OCC, that might be something you could try purchasing and using.
What is the texture of those concealers? Is this Janice or Denise talking?
Janice.
Okay. I cannot tell you guys apart. Okay, what is the texture of those concealers? Because I've heard nothing but raving reviews on those, you know, and you know, I use right now, as far as concealers, I use a lot of Bobbi Brown concealers just because they're so moisturizing. They have like a creamy texture, you know. There's, as you well know, there's a lot of concealers out there that are sometimes drying and cakey, and it just leaves a really cakey residue, you know. So, but I'd like to hear, you know, as far as the OCC, how their texture is.
I was just going to say that they're very creamy. They're creamy,
okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
You'll definitely get the moisture there.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very creamy. They feel very light. And to me, because they feel so light, to me, they go on kind of sheer, but you definitely have the coverage. And I don't know if that makes sense.
How is that?
To say something goes on sheer, but it has coverage. Because it's definitely buildable. So, you know, you can build the product to the coverage that you want, you know, whether it be like a medium coverage or full coverage. Even if you go pack it on a little heavier, it still feels very light on the skin.
Okay. And do they have like a large range of colors in their concealers, or is it somewhat a certain amount of colors and it's pretty much limited? How is it set up?
I think they have a great color range. I forget how many there are.
Let me try to count them really quickly.
I would say there's at least almost, 10 maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a really nice color range, and they go dark, so it's great for
and you
for people of color.
You got to remember when it comes to concealers, especially if you have a darker skin person, you don't have to have a concealer that's one shade lighter than their complexion, because you got to remember what you're covering up when you're covering up, under eye darkness.
Right.
Okay? So it's gonna be those broken capillaries under the skin. So that's blue. So we know we're gonna always correct that area with something that has a orange or peach tone to it. So you're gonna look for that concealer that's got that orange peach tone to it, and so that's what you look for in those range of concealers. You know, so it doesn't have to be a concealer that's like dark, as close to their complexion as possible, because that's not gonna do the trick.
Right. Okay.
So what you need to do is correct it with the proper orange or peach color, and then you can cover with something that's like a shade lighter than the reflection.
Okay.
And there are a total of 12 colors.
Oh wow! Okay.
12 colors and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would think that there would be. It's a good 9 colors that I say women of color.
Wow.
Use.
Okay. Wow.
Now, so it's
okay,
worth checking
out. Just a little bit. What do you guys feel about using like cream foundations as concealers?
That's fine. I do that all the time.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Because actually, if you apply your foundation first, some people do concealer first, then foundation. Some people do the other way around. But if you apply your foundation first, you may find that there's not that much to conceal afterwards. You know, for some people there is, but, you could very well use foundation. Some people you put on the foundation and then you don't have to use concealer. So it really depends. Some people need foundation and concealer.
Okay. I tend to prefer using the cream foundations for the concealer first and then cover from that.
I'm sorry, were you asking?
I was just wondering how you felt about it.
I mean, just a second ago you just said something. I wasn't sure if you were asking a question or...
I was.
Oh.
Just asking for an opinion. So,
what did you say?
I was asking how you would feel about it. I know some people are against it and they want to buy a concealer separate from foundation, and sometimes you don't need something.
No, I was saying after I answered that question, then you said something else. I couldn't really hear you. I wasn't sure if you were making a statement.
Oh no,
or...
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't asking anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, personally, okay. if you don't have the money to buy a separate concealer, you know what I mean? You can just take whatever foundation range you have and use that as your concealer.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's interesting you make that statement because isn't pretty much, if you think about it, concealer and foundation, isn't it pretty much the same type? I mean, it's the same texture, more or less, so to speak. I mean, to me, it seems like it's almost like it's a big crossover. I mean, what's your opinion on it?
I mean, it's just a way for companies to get you to spend more money, honestly.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh, I was thinking the same thing.
You know what I mean?
But for a company like
OCC, who they sell, their foundations are all airbrush foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use them as just regular liquids and you apply it by hand. It's different because you have two different textures. You have liquid and then you have cream. You can take those cream concealers and use them as cream foundation. So I get that from them. But from other companies, when you have cream foundations and cream concealers, what's the difference? Unless you're a company like Bobbi Brown, who has her corrector and concealer kit. I mean, she's the one brand that, to me, that gets it right. Because
mm-hmm.
before you can actually conceal any darkness or blemish or whatever, you need to correct it first. So I think that's the only company who can make you know, liquid foundations, cream foundations, and then turn around and do a cream concealer. I would buy her concealer.
Yeah, I actually use it. And that is so true about Bobbi Brown because I actually use it myself personally. And then, of course, I use it on my clients as well. I mean, I actually have that. She's got a Pro Artist kit that has all the concealers and the correctors in there, as well as it includes, in the second part of it, it's got the foundation colors as well. So, I mean, it's very, very nice. I mean, I love her concealers. As a matter of fact, I mean, hers is the only one that I really use now, but I am looking forward to trying that OCC, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're worth trying. Now,
we
have two other callers that I want to get on quickly before we run out of time. So one from the 626 area code and one from the 24 area code. So I'm going to bring in 626 first.
Can you add more time?
Hello.
Hi.
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 Who's calling?
This is Crystal, and I'm the creator of the Paw Palette, and I got a mention, so I just wanted to say hi and maybe explain a little bit better what it is. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Yay. So I'm super excited that I got a mention.
Tell us about this Paw Palette.
So the Paw Palette was basically just like any other palette, and it just has an elastic strap attached to the underside of it.
Okay.
And it is made out of acrylic board. It's like a high-grade acrylic board is what I use. And right now I have it in different shapes. So it's like you can have one of a basic square palette, and then I've started to go with cutesy colors and shapes as well. The white is always, I mean, I always recommend the white because you can see true color. But, I'm excited that I heard
it. And where can we get these palettes?
You can get them at crystalpowder.com. I've also created, I'm starting a new website, so it's going to eventually change to pawpalette.com. You can also, if you're local to Los Angeles area, there's three stores in North Hollywood that carry them. That would be Nigel's, Mamie's, and Cinema Secrets.
Oh, okay.
They're available.
How did you hear about tonight's show?
On Facebook, actually.
Oh, okay.
I see one of my friends, a couple of friends, they seen Crystal's post, and then I also seen another girl, Nedra Jones, the girl I met this weekend.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, let me listen. I want to hear what's going on. Everybody's favorite products. And mine, by the way, for foundation and concealer is I love Airbrush. So I use both. I don't hardly ever use any concealer because the Airbrush goes on. I can put it on as thick as I want, and it pretty much.
Right.
Colors
no,
really
which
really
one
well.
Did you say you use? Which makes
Tempu,
you
use? Airbrush.
Tempu.
I'm
Tempu.
An airbrush girl.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
Well,
Crystal, since you called in, and it seems like nobody wants to win free stuff, I'm begging the people in the chat room to call in with their favorite things. But since you called in, and you're the creator of such a wonderful palette, and you gave us a couple of your favorite products, we're going to give you a set of our new lip gloss, our new lip gloss collection, the Cocoa collection. It was created based on the new Disney TV movie, Let It Shine. So we're going to give
awesome.
You the new Cocoa collection. It's a collection of
oh, my God, yay! I love trying new products. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So if you will email me, denise@illusionsbeauty.com, and give me your, you know, all your information, address, and cell number, and I will make sure you get those.
Awesome. denise@illusionsbeauty.com. All right. I've got it down.
Yep.
Thanks so much, ladies, and yay, I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
Oh, Crystal.
Yeah. Don't hang up. Which formula of the Tempu foundation is your favorite?
Well, I would have to say my color because I use it the most.
No, which form, the SB or the Dura or?
Oh, it would be definitely it's the SB. It's my, it's definitely my favorite. It stays put all day. Sometimes I don't have time to put a primer on, and I spray my face and leave really quick. So that stuff stays really well in place all day. The only time it kind of really comes off is if I'm, like, working out, and then I'm wiping my face down. Otherwise, I mean, it still stays pretty good, though.
Okay.
And this SB is a silicone base, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Just in case people who don't know what the SB is, that's the silicone base.
No, yeah, the SB formula they have also in the pod system. I don't know if you're familiar with their pod system, which is if you're not very confident in airbrushing, that's probably one of the things that I would recommend to start with for yourself. I have one, the pod system, for my home use. I think for me it's a little too expensive to use on clients, but it's so well worth it for yourself. Like, you know, because for me I like to mix colors, and so I do a lot of the mixing in the bowl of the airbrush. So that was when you're mixing it, it's a little harder unless you have the right colors.
Right.
Right.
Now, there was another caller out there from the 267. I'm not sure if you still want to speak or not, but I just want to encourage, we still have a couple things we can give away, so I just want to encourage those of you who are out there listening, if you're trying to win some free stuff, call in and just share some of your favorite products that you like to that you have in your kit.
And we're also looking for people who have like iPads or like the Samsung Galaxy, I guess any like smartphone or tablet that's on the
iOS and the Android.
iOS and Android system. Because we're giving away something that you can use or that you may enjoy.
So call in quickly. Give us your product. But now I have to try. Last year at IMAT, I was sitting in on a class, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was a male makeup artist. I can't remember who it was, and he was using this palette. I'm not sure if it was the Paw palette or not, and that's why I was asking earlier, how does it fit on your hand? Because I was trying to remember if this was the same thing that this guy was using. And, you know, everyone asked, oh, what is –
I said, was it the Filipino guy?
Yes. No. I'm sorry.
Corin,
no, it was not.
Okay.
No,
Corin,
it was not.
I had actually given Corin Encore one 2 years ago when I first launched it, and that would be not this last IMAX in LA, but the year before that. And I was
It's a Hispanic guy, I believe.
Mm. Okay. Well,
and he had this on, and people were asking, "Oh, what is that?" And he's like, "Oh, I got this, you know, at Cinema Secrets." And then just as soon as the class was over, everybody flew out of there.
That
ran to Cinema Secrets.
It sold
that's
out
it?
That first day. Yeah, that was Corin. That was actually Corin who did that.
No, that wasn't him. It wasn't him.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the one that I gave. I gave the palette to him. My friend was putting it on his class.
But there was another guy. There's another guy. It wasn't him because I wasn't in his class. I wasn't in Corin's class.
Okay.
There was another guy. So this may have been another product maybe, but when all these
things it was like 2 years ago that I first launched it, and it was only sold in Cinema Secrets. And that day after that class, everything got sold out. And so they asked me to bring more. I had some in my garage, so I was like, I didn't expect it to sell out. So you know, it was the first year I bring it out. I make a cousin, so take a little bit of time to make.
This particular guy, when everybody ran over, Cinema Secrets said, "Oh, we sold out. We only had four."
They had a couple dozen.
Yeah, this must have been somebody else. This was another product, but so I guess, you know, there are a lot of maybe products very similar that's being made. I guess.
Well,
Corin
recently came out with his own, and that's called the Cufflets, the one made out of stainless steel. So he came out with that right after I did. So those are the only two that I know about. There's also Glamcore has like a sticker. It's like it's almost like a piece of tape that you can put on the back of your hand. They have one of those, and then I guess that's good for when you want to warm up the product. I know a lot of people like to do that with their hand.
I have to keep my eye on.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Our phone lines are lighting up, so I'm going to take a couple more calls. I'm going to try to get to all three of them, but let's see. We have a couple people that have been waiting for a little bit, so I'm going to get on with this next person. Hello.
Hi.
Who's calling?
Sharantina, how are you?
Hi, Sharantina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. You actually called on the phone.
I know, right?
Yeah.
She heard we were giving away free stuff.
I know.
Yes, I did. Well, I'm kind of like addicted to red lipstick, so I figured I'd call and give you guys one of my favorite red lips, which is Stila Cosmetics Longwear Liquid Lip Color and Fiery. Love it.
What's the color?
It's called Fiery by Stila Cosmetics.
Oh, Stila, okay.
Yeah.
And what you said it was Stila Long, what was it called? Long?
Yeah, it's called Longwear Liquid Lip Color. It goes on like gloss and it dries really matte. It's really pretty.
Yeah. Nice.
Since you love red so much, we have another set of our new Coco Collection lip glosses that we're going to send to you. And it has a beautiful red gloss in there, so you'll have to try it and know what you think.
Most definitely.
Yep, it's a collection of six glosses, and we hope you enjoy them.
I know I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see who else we have here from 248 area code. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Karis / Apple Diva.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
Well, I want to say, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, which one of your favorite products?
Well, right now, I'm loving the Face Atelier, the Pro Foundation. I love that foundation. It doesn't oxidize. I don't have to mix colors.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And so I was recently at the makeup show in Chicago, and I got the new Radiate OCC Lip Tar.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's like a reddish, corally color.
Uh-huh.
And I actually wore it like 3 days in a row because I don't normally like wear makeup like that around the house or whatever. But mm-hmm. I had to wear it. I love it so much.
So
and they have the new tips, so they're easier yes. to get a little droplet out.
That was my next question.
Hello?
Yeah, that,
mm-hmm,
that, that was going to be my question. How do you like the new packaging?
Yeah, I like it much better.
Yeah. If you don't waste
you feel like, yes, I don't feel like I waste. Because in the past, I've tried to do a half a dot, a quarter of a dot, mm-hmm. an eighth of a dot, and it still will be, like, too much. And
right.
now
right.
the tip, it's just, it gets the right amount.
Right.
Now,
right,
let
right,
me
right.
ask you something. You said you were at the makeup show Chicago. Mm-hmm. Or for anyone who's listening, have you, because you mentioned Face Atelier, have you guys seen Face Atelier at any of the trade shows lately?
I know they go to the New York show. They go to the L.A. mm-hmm. show. But mm-hmm. I know that they have not been to the Chicago show, which is weird to me because they're in Toronto and that's not really that far.
Right.
But I always recommend them, and it's, you know, I think you need to see their product to know their product.
Right.
Because it's really hard to order online and those kind of things. But,
let me ask you, do you own an iPad or a...
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
How would you like a free one-year subscription, online subscription, that is, to Makeup Artist Magazine?
Oh, yes, that's very exciting.
Well, then please email your information to denise@illusionsbeauty.com.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much. Awesome.
You're welcome.
All you have to do is call in and share. That's all you have to do, call in and share.
Okay. Great show. Okay, then. Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen.
All right. Anybody else? Crystal, you still taking notes? You seeing how much money you're going to have to spend when the show is over? Earlier you said you were taking all these notes, writing down
you
everything.
You have no idea. I think one of the first things you mentioned was the Kryolan. It's like an 18 color mm-hmm. eyeshadow palette or something.
Uh-huh,
I said, okay,
got
to write
color.
That down. And then you
yeah.
mentioned the Ben Nye Media Pro AC. I said, okay, got to get that too. So I'm going to be broke by the end of the show. Okay. Fine.
And if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember that Kryolan shadow palette. It may have been about $40. I can't remember. I'm not sure, but it's 18 colors. They're beautiful natural colors too. So, and you know, these are colors that you can use on any skin tone. So it's definitely an asset to your kit.
And it's all matte?
Yes, they're all matte.
Okay. Okay.
Which is another plus.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all matte.
What do you all think about, since we haven't really touched on this, and since I do have some products that I want to give away, what do you all think about body products? Now, one of my new favorite body products would have to be the Arian Simone beauty products. The sugar scrub is my absolute favorite. I don't think I've used the sugar scrub yet that I like better. The scrub actually foams. It's a foaming. It's a milk and honey foaming sugar scrub.
Ooh.
I love it. It leaves your skin soft. You know how you can use, like, sugar scrubs or salt scrubs and, you know, you have this grainy stuff left over?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with this, it just dissolves away. Like, you don't have any leftover residue or anything. When you get out of the shower, there's not, like, you know, stuff on your back or, you know, something that you missed and you didn't get off. It actually, once you start scrubbing with it, it actually dissolves. You know, it foams up, it dissolves, and it goes away. Absolutely love it. What are some of your favorite body products?
Well, for me, you know, and I'm actually trying to get the actual, the correct name on this. The brand is Zeal Skin Health. And Zeal Skin Health is by Dr. Obagi. He is a renowned dermatologist out of the Beverly Hills area. And he does a lot with skincare, and then he's, you know, skincare and body products and things like that. And I'm actually on the line now trying to get the actual physical, the actual right name for his body product. But there is one product that I actually use myself personally. And it's, and I'm, again, I guess I'm trying to get that name on it, but it, I use it when I'm in the shower or the tub or whatever, and it's, I'm trying, and I'm going to see what ingredients are in here as well, but when you put it on, I, what I do is I put it on, I let it set, if I'm in the shower, I mean, if I'm in the tub, whether tub or shower or whatever, I let it stay on for a little bit just to kind of penetrate into my skin. And, you know, maybe about 5 minutes, I'm just kind of sitting there or whatever. And, you know, when I wash it off, I mean, like you said, with your product that you're using, it leaves your skin so soft and silky, smooth. It's almost like you've, like, lifted a complete layer of skin off your layer of skin, of cells off your skin. It's just completely, I mean, your skin is just weightless, so to speak, you know. And I like to use it because if there's times that I've had like a long week or a stressful week or whatever, and I use it in the shower, it's like I'm completely invigorated and renewed. And, you know, I've been using the product for quite some time now, and I really love it. I really, really like it. And I'm on here now. I'm trying to go on their website. But like I said, it's a brand is called Zeal Skin Health. Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar, Skin Health. And it's by Dr. Obagi. And, he, like I said, he has a whole line of all kind of different skincare products and body products and things like that.
Hmm. Can you spell that?
Do I spell it?
I said, can you spell it?
Oh, can I spell it? You know, it can be so because his products are actually in a lot of the medical spas, and you can buy it at the dermatologist, of course. It is not a product, I believe, well, I do believe some of the Nordstrom stores have it. It's only a limited of Nordstrom stores that have it. Certain markets only carry it. But for the most part, you can only purchase it at a dermatologist or a medical spa. Because these products are more, so to speak, medically inclined or more pharmaceutical, I would call them. And what I like about, even with his, some of his skincare products I use as well, you know, they work kind of from the inside out, so to speak, you know. So it's actually attracting what I call kind of attracting on all the layers of the skin, you know, kind of really getting deep down below that, you know, rather than just kind of being more of a topical type product, it's actually penetrating on the other parts, layers of your skin.
Hmm.
What about you, Crystal? Do you have any favorite products?
Well, my favorite body, well, okay, oh gosh, I can't pick a favorite product, but the company that I absolutely love, and I'm not saying that I love this company just because the owner of the company is, well, I consider a pretty good friend. The company is called Bubble Babes Bath Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled Bubble, B-B-B-L-E. Babes, B-A-B-E-Z, as in
mm-hmm.
Zen, Bubble mm-hmm. Babes Bath Company. The website, I think, is bubblebabes.com. And the products are all natural, and I think they're making the switch. They're in transition right now to making all of their products vegan. But I love they have this, well, I don't know if they have it now. Oh, my gosh. But the soap, it's called The Land of Milk and Honey. And there's also soap called Oatmeal and Honey. It's great for both face and body. Very moisturizing. And that's my favorite thing. I'm still, and the prices for the products is not crazy expensive or anything like that. So that's my favorite company, my favorite bath company that they're that's out right now. I stocked up probably about a year ago. I still have stuff from a year ago. And but, yeah, that's my favorite as it stands right now.
Now, Crystal from Paw Palette, you're still on the line?
Oh, yes, she is. I am.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say I want to invite you to come back on the show. In the coming weeks, we're going to be doing a show where we bring on product company owners, and you give you guys like 5 to 10 minutes to talk about your product and give any kind of information about your product, and then also allow time for questions to be asked about your product. So I want to invite you to come back on the show, and we'll keep you posted as to when we're going to do it. But do you have any favorite skincare or bath and body product that you like?
For me, I love Embryo Leaf facial cream. It's a lotion. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but it's
yes.
I think it's made in France or Paris or something like that. I know over there you can buy it at the drugstore, like their Rite Aids or whatever, but over here it's kind of hard to find. But I love it, and maybe that's why my makeup stays well, because it acts as a primer and a moisturizer at the same time.
Right.
So, I don't know, I just
are
love
you
it.
With
and
the late,
really, like,
what is it called? Is it the late cream?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about the late cream?
No, it's a face cream. Let's see if I have one around here somewhere.
Oh.
It's called Embryo Leaf.
No, I have it. I'm trying to remember the name.
Oh,
they have different ones,
and I've only used the blue one. I think that's just their most popular one. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's
the
one I have. I couldn't remember. Yeah, I love that, too.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like that one a lot. And then for body, I don't know, I go back and forth. I like, you know, usually whenever I get a new perfume, I like to get the set so that I can have some, you know, shower gel. I like to do that. And then Bath and Body Works stuff. Anything that smells good, that will stay smelling good. Sometimes you smell it and it doesn't last, but I like stuff that lasts a little bit longer.
Right.
And
What about tools, you guys? Anybody have a favorite? If you all have been following this show, you know my sister and I love makeup brushes, but have any of you been following certain brush companies and you just can't do makeup without a certain brush or brushes from a certain company?
I love dome brushes. Those ones, I just can do almost anything with those brushes. So if I don't have a dome brush, I'm like, it just makes everything a little bit harder.
Any particular company you like to get it from?
I like the MAC one. I think it's 227. I'm not good with numbers and stuff because I have like a couple different brands, but I like I managed to pick me up some of the Sigma ones and I'm freaking in love with those. This is so nice. And then I also picked up some Bedellum ones that were really nice as well, and I think they're really good for the money.
I don't know if you are familiar with the new brushes, the R Evolution brushes from.
Royal and Langnickel.
Thank you.
Yes.
I went blank on Royal and Langnickel.
Yeah, I grabbed a few of those, and I haven't been able to try them yet.
Kevin James Bennett, he made them or formulated them or designed them or something.
Yeah, he designed them.
Yeah.
I've only used one, and it's like a fan brush, but the way it's cut up is great because, like Kevin said, you know, if you've ever had clients that have, you know, eyelash extensions, you know, and just trying to find that right brush to kind of brush through those extensions, well, I wound up getting two of them, one for my kit and one for myself. Because I wear eyelash extensions, and it's great, and it feels good. And actually, the handles of those brushes really feel good. I like a brush that feels good in my hand.
I got some of those just because of the feel. The only thing I do not like about those brushes is at the end, the very end where it's cut off straight like a pen almost, It's kind of hard to fit in certain brush holders, and that's my only complaint about
that. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
If,
gotcha.
Yeah, it just doesn't slide in like if it was rounded at the bottom. So,
but
other than that, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but just
right.
if you're in a rush, sometimes it is.
Right. It's almost like they just cut it off at the end or something.
Yeah, and then because I think of it, it's got like a silicone handle, it kind of grabs onto the material a little bit more, so when it has that blunt cut, it just kind of just doesn't slide in there like I wanted it to. That's the only thing I found. I only picked up a couple of them. I wanted to grab a set, but he didn't have any sets at IMAX, so I just grabbed a few of the ones that I thought I would like, and I haven't been able to use them yet. But
they were selling out. I haven't used any of the ones that I have for my kit, only because I'm kind of weird when it comes to brushes. Like, when they're new, especially when they look nice, I don't want to touch them.
I know. Well, for me, because they're new ones, too, I'm like, I already know how other ones work, and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of, I should probably try ones, because I bought them for my kit, and so I should probably try them out myself before, because I was like, I don't know how this is going to work, and I don't have that much time to be filling it out right now, so that's why I haven't used it yet.
We want to bring on one more caller before we leave, and let's see, she's calling from another L.A. caller. Okay, let me bring her in. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Nidra.
Hey, Nidra, how are you?
How are you?
Wonderful, and thank you for posting about the show. We met a new friend.
No problem, ladies.
What are some of your favorite products?
Ben Nye Banana, the translucent powder. And
oh, yes.
The Shadow Shields, and I'm an OTC fan as well.
Have you had a chance to try their new concealers? We were talking about them a little earlier.
Yes, in love.
You love them.
Love
huh?
them. Yes, love them.
What do you think about the color range?
I like the color range, and I like that it's not heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as thick as most consider consistency. But it's light, but it still covers. I really like that. I didn't think that it would exist. But
right,
it may not happen some kind of way.
Are you talking about the Stila, Nedra?
No, I'm talking about the OTC.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I know because I worked with Nedra at IMAX with the Stila model. And I don't know what it's called. And I know it's a new one that's coming out. And I actually like the coverage of that foundation. I'm sorry. Oh, stop interrupting.
It's okay. Yes, I like the coverage. Just that was a challenge for me. I was learning the product because that was the first time me actually using their product. But I actually like a lot of how their concealer and their packaging, how the concealer is at the top and the foundation is at the bottom. And I can't think of that other what we were using on the models.
And speaking of those models, you guys, they look wonderful.
Thank you.
I haven't seen them yet. I was so tired. I didn't get to watch the show. I went to go eat after. And I haven't seen them yet.
Okay.
So
I
have to go and find it. I was there.
Well, Nidra, for calling in, we have a little gift for you. And my sister can tell you what that is.
Well, because I know that Nidra, you know, wants to get into body painting and face painting and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to give you a one-month subscription to Faba TV. And for those
Yay!
Of you who don't know what Faba TV is, it's the it's like online face and body paint instruction. They've also added makeup classes, which I've done two classes for them now. One of the classes has been released, and it was just basic makeup for women of color. And what the subscription will allow you to do is to go on Faba TV at any time and access over 100 classes on face painting, body painting, makeup, you know, how to do a smoky eye. There aren't a bunch of just basic beauty makeup classes out there yet, but we're still working on building up that part of it. But there are tons of face and body painting artists out there who are great at what they do. And when you hear me say face painting, a lot of people think clowns and they think, you know, face painting for kids. And that's some of it. But you also have some artists out there who are doing face painting that, you know, that's beyond, you know, what people are doing for children. But that's also a source of income for a lot of people. They make a living, you know, painting faces for children. So don't frown on that. But
no, it's really, actually really easy money.
Yeah,
really
very easy.
Easy money.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
So this subscription will just allow Nidra to go on and access those classes on body painting. I don't know if you all remember the contestant from Face Off, the second season, Nyx. He was one of... he's one of the instructors on Faba TV, and he's got some wonderful classes out
there.
He's
an awesome body painter.
He's awesome, and he's got quite a few classes out there. So, Nidra, I hope you really enjoy it, and, you know, please take advantage of it, like, all day and all night, whatever free time you have, spend it on Faba TV and, you know, really enjoying this subscription. And then at the end of the month, if you feel like, you know, you want to continue, then you can continue. And, you know, you can stop anytime you want to. If you decide to continue with the subscription, you know, you can stop the month after, you know, a year from now. You know, whenever you want to stop, you can stop. But hopefully you will continue it and, you know, and learn a lot from it.
I'm excited. I'm doing my little thing.
Ooh.
So you send me your mailing address and
okay.
Your Well, actually, no, don't send me your mailing address. Just send me have your information. What I'll do is I'll connect you with the person from Faba TV because I think that's the way that we decided to set it up. So you can just contact them with all your personal information, and they'll set your account up for you.
Great.
And before we end the show, I just wanted to mention a product. When I was at IMATS in Pasadena last weekend, I'm trying to remember. I think they were walking around the show, Urban Decay. They were walking around the show, and they were giving you these little cards, and they talked about a new liquid foundation product that they had called Naked Skin. And they said, you know, take this card, bring it to our booth, and we will test you for this new foundation. So I've totally forgotten about it, but a friend of mine that I was walking around with, she said, come on, let's go test the foundation. So we stopped there, and I didn't really look at the booth. I didn't look at the display, rather, that well, so I wasn't sure what their range of colors were. I was so busy, like, talking to people that I knew that were standing nearby and just kind of letting them test me. And they tested me in some color, and I was getting kind of nervous because the girl, my friend that was sitting next to me, she's darker than me, and the guy that was working with her was testing her with the same color that the guy who was working with me was saying that he was going to try on me next because the first color didn't work. So I was like, wait a minute, I hope we both, you know, I'm not going to wind up with the same color. But long story short, they tested me, gave me the mirror. From what I could see in the lighting in that hall, it looked fine. The next morning, I decided, okay, I'm going to try it on and wear it, you know, wear it all day. Well, I did, and just to let you all know, I really, really love it because in the summertime, I normally switch to a liquid foundation, and I really love it, and it's called Naked Skin by Urban Decay. It's something new from them. So if you get a chance to go to like a Sephora or something like that, just check it out. It might be something that you might want to put in your kit. Again, it's called Naked Skin by Urban Decay. And I was really impressed with their booth because for the last two years, they've just had like a small booth selling a small amount of items. And this year they had a really nice setup, a bigger booth, a nice setup. I think they had people if I remember correctly, walking around with like certain color T-shirts. It was kind of a big deal. So it was kind of good to see, them branching out a little bit. So check them out if you get a chance. Urban Decay, Naked Skin. And if anyone, no one else has anything else to share, that is our show for tonight. Thank you again, Crystal, the Paw Palette. And thank you to Nadra and Sharon Tina and Ken and the other Crystal who's on the line. Thank you guys for calling in and sharing. Don't spend all your money, Crystal. Don't spend all your money. Well, just take your time.
Also, I want to thank Faba TV, Makeup Artist Magazine, and of course Illusions Cosmetics for the products. But also, we have a couple more products actually to give away. And if you would like to join us on our Beauty Talk with Illusions online Facebook page, then we'll give away one or two more gifts over there. If you come on out and comment about your favorite products, we'll give away some products there. So, again, for those people who won products tonight, please email me, denise@illusionsbeauty.com.
Sounds good. So, again, next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. for you guys on the West Coast. We'll be right back here again with a new show, and we'll keep you posted throughout the week as to who our guests will be. But, again, thank you for calling. If you really enjoyed tonight's show, go out on our profile page here on Blog Talk Radio and mark it as a favorite. But most importantly, tell a friend about this show. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Keep posting. Thank you, Nadra, again. And just spread the word, of course. And until next week, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
Night.
Bye-bye. Say
night.
Bye-bye. You're welcome,
bye-bye.
Guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.